Normally, on a Saturday morning, the chapel at Julia Tutwiler Women's Prison in Wetumpka would be empty and quiet, but on this day it sounds as though a hive of bees is inside. The brown and mustard room is awash in white uniformed women, but they're not concerned with the spiritual at the moment. Something much more down-to-earth brings them here today.
I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Javon Robertson serving 20 years for first-degree robbery and drug possession convictions. But she's also a mom, and almost from the day she walked through the door, she's been working to keep her relationship with her kids strong.
Reading is really the most important thing you need to know in life. And reading to them through the storybook, I mean, it helps a lot. It's a good communication.
She's talking about the Storybook Project, sponsored by the Group Aid for Inmate Mothers, or AIM. The last Saturday of each month, volunteers and AIM personnel meet at the prison, laden with books, tape recorders, and cassettes. Once inside, they help the mothers read books for their kids. Vicki Morrison is one of the volunteers.
There's just something missing for the women, not being able to see their children grow and to be involved in their day-to-day activities.
Morrison says she thinks the Storybook Project plays an important role in keeping the women connected with their children, and apparently so do the inmate moms. AIM Assistant Director Larnetta Moncrief.
For a lot of these women, most of them have never read to their children before. So this, not only are they experiencing maintaining that bond with their child, but this is also allowing them to do something that they've never done before, and that is to read to their children.
They receive a cassette tape also, and they get to hear your voice. And I know that those kids can rewind that tape and rewind that tape and rewind that tape, and they can hear your voice. And they'll probably say, that's my mama. You know, that's my mama's voice. Even with little newborns, you know, they can hear that. And, I mean, it's amazing. You know what I'm saying? With people, it's over 900 women here, and half of this population comes and reads tapes. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing.
The inmates come to the chapel in shifts throughout the morning. Books are spread across two tables at the front and spill over onto the altar itself. For some, it can be overwhelming to pick out just the right story.
What age group are you?
5 to 7. Yeah. Okay. My daughter, she's like sort of advanced. She can read real good. I really like those, what's her name, Pepper Ann, and stories that has something to do with everyday life. Like when you're at school and you lose a best friend, what to do. When you are at home and you lose a tooth, what to do. Something educational.
It takes Robertson about 10 minutes to find a book she likes.
New baby, uh-uh.
She then finds a volunteer with a tape recorder and settles down to read.
It's Dora's Chilly Day. Hola. Today, Boop and I are visiting Abelia's house. Brr, it's cold today.
A study done by the University of Massachusetts in Boston shows that programs like the Storybook Project are vital to female inmates and their children. Inmate moms are 3 times more likely than inmate dads to have been the primary caregiver for their kids. The study says having mom locked up stresses kids out, but things get worse when there's no contact between mother and child. The kids of inmate moms who don't hear from their mothers tend to develop behavioral problems and can often end up locked up themselves. AIM's Larnetta Moncrief says that's one of the reasons the Storybook Project began 8 years ago, to help keep the kids of inmate mothers out of trouble by keeping mom in their life. And she says it's allowed many mothers who didn't really know their kids to finally connect with them.
For some of these women that I've talked to, some of them never had a relationship with their children. For whatever reason it was, this, if you never did have a relationship with your children, you can start now. And for those that had a relationship, it strengthened the bond. It allows you to continue to have that relationship with your children.
AIM is doing more than just letting moms read to their kids. They also bring the children to see their mothers once a month. Those visits and books have meant a lot to Javon Robertson's kids, Chardet and Kelvin. Their grandmother, Stella Blackman, who couldn't be interviewed for this story because of health problems, says the kids eagerly await the arrival of their new book each month, almost as much as their mother looks forward to recording them.
I love you, Shardy and Kelvin and Sebastian. I'm looking forward to coming home with you all. Be good, and I'll see y'all soon.
Robertson's sure she'll be seeing her kids on the outside soon. She says she's worked hard to better herself since her incarceration. She's now part of Tutwiler's work release program and is confident she'll be paroled when she's up for review in March of 2007.
I know it's a change in me from my image. I mean, my whole demeanor, the outside of me, I don't even look like the same person no more. I mean, I pray. I'm God-fearing today, you know. It's just not a doubt in my mind. I know when I leave from here that I can't go and be all I can be with my kids.
Until then, she'll continue sending her kids books every month.
All right, that looks good. Great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm Rosemary Pennington.